Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chuck and Winkler, Milwaukee's longest-running sports talk morning show. In one corner, a guy who has covered the Packers for 30-plus years. In the other, a Green Bay owner. Chuck and Winkler in the morning on The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. The end of last hour, we heard from some kids over at Highland View Elementary that were asking Chuck some questions. And we'll do that again around 7:45. They asked me questions last week when I spoke there, and we recorded them. And now it's Chuck's turn, so we'll do that again at 7:45. One of the kids was named Sebastian. Ron tweets in, "Doesn't surprise me that Chuck was a bully."
Oh, I wasn't
making fun of that kid's name is pretty low.
Yeah, sure. Okay. All right. Come at me.
Also, apparently I said the way that I did math was wrong. If I multiplied or if I divided, basically I'm trying to say I don't make a lot of money, and I was trying to compare it to Giannis. So I think I got the math wrong there.
Another tweet. Bullying is bad.
Bullying's bad.
I was talking about the 70s.
Be a star.
The bullying is bad. Very bad. It is.
Yeah. Randy tweets in, "Bart, just got back from Thailand, and I saw a bunch of people over there wearing Bucks jerseys."
Okay.
All right. International appeal for Giannis. Basically, this is the stream of consciousness part of the show. You tweet anything about anything, and we will read it. Adam is driving to work. He's got a question. What's up, Adam?
Hi, Adam.
Hey. So, Chuck, what can't be bullying kids like that? Come on, man.
Oof. Thanks for the lesson. Okay. No. You heard what I said.
Well, don't bully this guy now.
Now you're bullying me. Come on now. What do you got?
Hey, I just wanted to know your guys' thoughts on lineup changes for tonight's game. I want to see Giannis guard Kawhi, but that's personally just me. I'll hang up now and listen.
You don't want Giannis to get in foul trouble, do you?
That's true.
See? I mean, that's why you want Giannis. You do not want Giannis guard the guy who's got the ball at the time. Because Giannis, a couple of reach-ins, you know, Giannis is good for... And he's been better in that area for a couple of offensive fouls a game, usually.
You know what? When we talked to Eric Name at 8:35, he did such a good job. Eric's a really good writer. He did such a good job with describing how the Bucks defended Kawhi, how they would have a guy sort of laid back to help, and the way that they were trying to, you know, force him one way. He did such a good job with the article that when we talked to Eric at 8:35, I think... If you're okay with it, we just have Eric read the article on the air. I mean, it's so good.
That might put me to sleep. But Eric, let me tell you about Namesy. He looks at when he writes these pieces and he breaks down a game. He breaks it down in the eyes of a coach because he's a former coach, and I think that's how he does it. I didn't read the piece, but I'm sure that's the way he broke this down in the
eyes
of a
coach. Who did he coach? He's like 28 years old.
I think he might have been an analyst. Of course, he played at Slinger, but I think he might have been an assistant at Slinger on the high school level. But I think that's how he looks at the game a little bit.
Well, he clearly loves the game of basketball. I mean, he loves the nuance to it, and he loves the strategy to it. And so that's what you see in these articles at The Athletic. And one of the reasons that I'm always so willing to go out of my way to talk about The Athletic is it's the first sort of site that has done a good job combining words with video. Mm-hmm. So Eric will say something and talk about how the Bucks defended Kawhi, and I think, okay, I kind of understand that. And then there's a piece of video, and you can watch the exact play that he's referencing. So it's really good stuff. Eric Name, Eric_NEHM on Twitter. We talk to him every Friday, 8:35. That will be the same today, and we'll talk about how they guard Kawhi. I think if you want to make changes, the one thing you don't do is change who's guarding Kawhi with how good Middleton did on him in the fourth quarter where he had 2 points and they both came from the line.
Yeah, you don't want to have Giannis be fighting through some of these screens on the perimeter and getting some cheap fouls. Mm-mm. No, you do not want him guarding Kawhi and getting into foul trouble.
799-1250, 414-799-1250. Nate is in Brown Deer. What's up, Nate?
Not too much. I just wanted to say this is not the favorite part of the show. Me and my four-year-old daughter listen every day, and she gets excited just hearing the Bucks talk and starts yelling your excitement. But that being said, I'm just curious, what do you think Middleton's got to do to lock up, like, unlike the first three quarters of the game in game one, what does he got to do to lock up a little bit more and stop Kawhi the entire game instead of just the fourth quarter?
Well, you're never going to stop Kawhi the entire game. Kawhi is a Kawhi. I mean, that's why he's one of the best players in the game. You're not going to, but just continue to overplay him. Continue to overplay him like they did. Make him go left. You know how teams make Harden go right? You make this guy, Kawhi, go left. And he's going to get his points, but just kind of overplay, and you make him shift off to his left hand. And that's the best. That's what they're trying to do. That's what they tried to do the other night, and they did a great job, especially in the fourth quarter.
Nate, I didn't get – what were you saying about favorite part of the show?
Oh, you were saying that if this was – I forgot his name – that if it was his favorite part of the show, you guys are doing a terrible job, and I was disagreeing with that statement.
Well, I like your four-year-old is getting into the Bucks. That's good. You got her going,
is
man.
Is she in the car?
Oh, she's in the car.
What's her name?
Lily.
Lily.
All right, when we hang up with you, turn the radio up, and we'll give Lily a shout-out.
All right, I appreciate it.
Okay.
All
right.
So thanks, hang guys. Up, and then you'll catch up in time. And then I just, Chuck and Winkler here on the Fan, I just want to say good morning to Lily. Lily.
Yeah, four-year-old Lily on her way as a Bucks fan. Get excited.
We're happy that you're rooting for the Bucks with your dad.
Yes.
Your dad said really good things about you. He says you're a really special person, mm-hmm. and he cherishes watching these games with you.
And Lily, unlike most daughters, be nice to your mom.
Yeah, be nice to your mom.
Be nice to your mom.
And if you have any siblings, be nice to them.
Yep.
But nice you're doing a great job, Lily. Yeah. And have a great weekend.
And, you know, be nice to dad too. But mom, you know, mom and dad are always going to be there for you. And be sure to appreciate everything they do for you.
Yeah.
Because sometimes kids, when they get older, they don't do that.
And continue listening to this show, at least by the time that you're in the purchasing demographic of 25 to 54.
Sure. We need
so if you could stay with us for 21 more years.
Yes.
That'd be good.
If we're around for 21 years, that's a good thing for us.
All right. It's secret time. I got to tell you a little secret. I got to tell you a little secret about the way I feel about one of our teams. And this doesn't have to be long. We don't have to dwell on this. I need to get it out there, and I need to work through it with you.
Okay.
Because I did a podcast this week with some guys at Titletown Sound Off, and we were talking Packers. So within this week, I found time to even talk the Green Bay Packers, Chuck.
Wow.
I know nobody seems to care about them right now.
No. I mean, they're for first time in a while, they're really down on the radar.
Yeah, well, I think that might change. I'm starting to think that they're going to be very good this year.
Hmm.
And I just want to...
I saw Pete Prisco's power poll that he had him second. Or he had the Packers second.
What?
Pete Prisco had the Packers second behind New England. Yeah, he had the Packers, which I didn't understand. Didn't understand. Now let me ask you, why do you think the Packers are going to be powerful?
I mean, look at them on paper. They look really good.
Yeah?
I'm assuming Rodgers is not going to tank.
Well, we don't know anything about Matt LaFleur yet as a coach.
I know. That's the one thing where I like, oh, well, they won't be good because they got a new coach. But I think I'm really like, I'm so jacked for their front seven and how they're going to disguise blitzes and stuff.
Okay.
Look, we don't need to spend a lot of time on this. I
don't know.
I want to prepare you that when we do start talking about the Packers,
you're going to be all in.
Maybe I'm like hopped up on Bucks fever, Brewers fever, but I'm feeling pretty confident that the Packers are going to be, when I say good, I mean like at least conference championship good.
Oh, man. I think right now.
I hate saying it.
A little overvalued, man. There's a lot of new pieces there that got to fit in.
I just wanted to put
a lot of new pieces that got to fit in. And, of course, what's the big thing every year with the Packers? Staying healthy. Staying healthy. And let's see how the receivers step up with, you know, that new alignment there and And Devontae, I think, is going to have a big year, but you know, everybody else has got to follow suit and continue to move forward. Geronimo Allison, got to take another step up in his game. The running backs, are they going to stay healthy and produce?
Oh, I didn't actually want to talk Packers.
I'm just telling you.
I just wanted to... I
think they have a lot of question marks.
Get that out there. Nobody cares about the Packers right now.
One more thing about the Packers. if the Packers have a losing season,
this
will be the first time they would have had three losing seasons in a row since the 80s.
Ooh.
If they have another losing season this year.
You mean those 80s that I hear so much about?
The one that Gary Ellerson played on. Yeah, those teams. Yeah. Losing.
If you only knew about the 70s and 80s, you wouldn't be complaining about a 6-9-1 season.
Now, that's the 50s. 80s is my year. And guys my age don't talk like that. We're going out there and hanging with chicks your age. Just saying.
We thought Bart Starr would come back and lead us to glory.
Yeah.
We tried Dan Devine.
Yeah, now you're patronizing guys my age there. We're not that old.
You'd be lucky.
Yeah.
With Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre.
I need somebody, guy from the class
with
of 86
Zeke
here.
Barkowski.
85 or 87 to come right here and come to the doorstep.
Hey Chuck,
and
remember?
And kick your ass a little bit. And we'll show you.
Hey, Chuck, remember?
We'll let you do that to his face.
Why don't you tell that young whippersnapper Bart about the John Haddell trade?
Yeah. Meanwhile, your wife is leaving with this guy that's going to come
to
the door.
Wait, wife? What are you talking about?
But what are you making fun of? A guy's mind? What are you making fun of? What are you bullying?
No, I'm not making fun of anybody.
Guys who grew up in the 80s.
It's the 70s and the 80s.
No, they're not the wrong era. You got that wrong, my friend. You think guys in the 70s, guys who grew up in the 80s, are old men like that? Guys, come at him. At Bart Winkler. At Wings Sphinx. Come at him on the air here.
11800 West Grange.
Yeah.
You can send your emails care of Bart Winkler. Yesterday, what we failed to do, because we're very bad at this, is acknowledging anniversaries. Yesterday was the one-year anniversary of when Mike Budenholzer got hired as the head coach.
Oh, where was that? That was a rainy day. Went down there with hard hats. I still have mine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we had to get into the facility because and they gave us a hard hat and all these other construction clothes. I mean, they had the press conference in the Pfizer Forum. How ridiculous it was to have it there.
Yeah, and Budenholzer didn't wear a hard hat, and I was mad.
Yeah, he was the only guy who didn't.
He's violating OSHA.
Yeah, he's the only guy, and Horst didn't. But, I mean, I love the hire. I just thought it weird to have it at Pfizer Forum when you got construction workers working around you.
Well, Barty was doing a little research on the internet last night, and he went and found the posting of our station when we announced the news online, and I'm going to read you some comments coming up.
Oh, these will be interesting.
About Mike Budenholzer, how we felt about this guy a year ago.
Yeah.
It's Chuck and Winkler. We are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart. That's Chuck. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, Robert Specialty Meats, man. Great grilling out weather this weekend. And, of course, when you get sports on TV, you have to have something to eat. And Robert Specialty Meats should be your stop, man. And, of course, grilling out on Memorial Day weekend is always a good thing. Robert Specialty Meats, great stop there. The steaks that they got there, the hand-cut steaks. Whatever way you want to go with the hand-cut steaks, the ribs on a stick are also very, very good, and he's got his own special sauce for Robert's ribs on a stick. He didn't tell anybody, his wife doesn't even know, but you get 3 or 4 pounds of ribs on a stick, you put those on the grill, and those are the appetizers. Those are the appetizers, because, man, a couple of minutes each side, they're good to go. You'll be picking them up right off the grill and eating them. But the USDA prime steaks, the awesome stuffed pork roast, the chicken breasts, all easy to heat up in minutes. And, of course, all complimented with the ribs on the sticks. The hand-cut steaks I was telling about, the tenderloins are very, very good. The New York strips, I love the ribeyes. Those are good as well. Hey, many ways you can go with their hand-cut steaks. Gourmet burgers, get the half-pound gourmet burgers. The Freem specialty over there, the gourmet burgers, the beef brisket burger. Get about a half-pound. Get a couple of those, maybe even three. Put those on the grill. Put a couple of onions there. And if you like the, whether or not you want the buns with it, maybe cook a couple of those face up on the grill as well. Good to go. At Robert's Specialty Meats, the Al Capone Italian sausage, bursting with zesty flavor. One of many varieties of sausages and brats. In fact, they have over 30 varieties of sausages and brats at Robert's Specialty Meats. Get in there, call ahead, get your order, 262-549-MEAT. But better yet, just go in there, browse around a little bit. You'll meet the staff. Paul's always there. Paul Roberts, the head master butcher at Robert's Specialty Meats. But get some for the weekend. Doing a little grilling out this weekend, or for sure Memorial Day weekend, man. Memorial Day weekend grilling out is what it's all about. So get to stop there, get some brats, get some hamburgers, get some burgers, get some chicken skewers, and of course, whatever you get, top it off at 3 or 4 pounds of the ribs on a stick. It's all at Robert's Specialty Meats, south side of Waukesha. Go to their website, robertspecialtymeatswaukesha.com. They got some money-saving coupons on there. It'll save you a buck or two. For the best of meats, Robert's Specialty Meats, south side of Waukesha, Sunset Drive. Robert's Specialty Meats, your hometown butcher.
I think it speaks a little bit to the character of the group. They just stick with it. You know, I think it's become a little bit of a theme in the playoffs. You know, I think eventually, hopefully, we feel like if we stick with what we're doing, good things will happen for us.
Mike Budenholzer, who a year ago yesterday was hired as the Milwaukee Bucks head coach, I believe it made him the 68th coach in team history. I could be a little off on that.
For the Bucks?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's way off.
At least since 2000.
Yeah. Yeah, they've had a few guys run through, including the guy who coached against Golden State last night, Terry Stotts.
Do you want to hear what you and I said a year ago
this day?
So a year ago yesterday, Mike Budenholzer hired as the head coach, and we went and found on our Facebook page some of your reaction, which we'll read. Some good, some bad, some you should delete your account. But this is how we started the show a year ago yesterday. Actually, it would have been a year ago today. We'll take you a little bit back in time. May 17th, 2018. How Chuck and Winkler reacted to the Mike Budenholzer signing. Get the hot takes ready. Mike Budenholzer, after a search that maybe went on a little too long, but they found the right guy.
They didn't really think out of the box in this one. They didn't go off the board. They didn't hire a foreign coach. They didn't hire a college coach. They didn't hire maybe a top name assistant somewhere. Although this guy, you know, had extensive years with the San Antonio Spurs as an assistant coach, but a guy who's had some, you know, head coaching experience in the NBA. You know, 5-year run he had Atlanta, made the playoffs for the 5 years. But on paper, at least it looks like a guy who's had some success before, comes from the coaching tree of Pop, and you know, I mean, it just seems like that's the, you know, a good fit right now, and we'll see if he can get these guys to start winning some basketball games.
Not only would this probably be the safe hire, but it seems like if you're trying to build a team, and based on everything that we know about him, which we'll share and we'll be talking to people throughout the morning, it seems like it on paper is probably the right hire.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, let's get you back to present day. It's 2019, May 17th. That was about as vanilla of a breakdown as two guys could give you when you hire a new head coach.
Yeah, although we got into it. I mean, we went 4 hours on him a little bit. He took a little of the vanilla part about it. But, no, I think we like the hire. I mean,
it's a good one.
Well,
aren't we in the hot take biz, Freems?
Well, we did. You took a small clip of a four-hour show. I mean, four-hour show. And he came in
here.
Those
were our initial thoughts.
He came in here with not a lot of fanfare. There's nobody who came in and said, gosh, Mike Budenholzer, fantastic. The guy won 60 games in Atlanta, got bounced out by Cleveland in the postseason, had home court advantage against the Cavaliers, could get by LeBron, and then got fired a couple of years later when he didn't want to go through the rebuilding process with the Hawks. Okay, that's the reality of it. But still, nobody was really bowled over. I think, you know, some guys wanted to. Lionel Hollins, remember that name was brought up a few years ago?
Torrey Messina.
Yeah.
Monty Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Becky Hammond.
Dwayne Casey, who was hired to Detroit. After
Nick Nurse.
Was Nick Nurse? Was this?
There was some Nick Nurse talk.
Okay, Nick Nurse will be there like another year or two, and then he'll be done with Toronto.
No, Nurse will be there.
He's not that good of a coach. He isn't. He's not that good of a coach, but Bud is. Bud is. We're learning more about Bud. We got a chance to see him coach all these games this season. He's a damn good coach on many levels. He's a good coach, and of course, he's off the Pop tree. So off the Pop tree. That's, you know, that's how he. You know, one of the things he had going for him going to Atlanta, off the Pop tree. That's pretty good.
Sean, a year ago as we pull up the Facebook post from a year ago. Sean says, a safe hire, but a good one, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So Sean, about as vanilla as the breakdown that I was able to give you a year ago. Jeremiah says, it's better than what they had. At least they went through the process of looking for an actual coach and not just hiring their friend.
Okay, of the coaches the Bucks have always hired, has anyone really not been a vanilla coach except for George Karl? When they hired Mike Dunleavy, that was supposed to be a big time hire because they hired him from the Lakers, all right, after he just took them to the NBA Finals and lost to Michael. But George Karl was a huge hire. But since then, what were the big-time hires? Scott Skiles certainly wasn't. Stotts wasn't. Krestowiak wasn't. Kerry Porter wasn't.
The Larry Drew mysteries.
Larry Drew wasn't. I mean, none of these guys. These guys are all kind of milquetoast as far as success. But the only big splash hire that we really can think about is probably, other than Dunleavy, was George Karl.
Rory, who I run into at Pato sometimes, says, it's a free-for-all. I wonder if Budenholzer will fire Horse or keep him on staff. I wonder if Edens will demote Lazary to the coaching staff. Maybe Giannis can be a GM player. So well organized.
But I think he's got some say in player personnel. He does. I would say he probably does with that team. I mean, he knows the league more than many guys in that organization. He's been around the league. So, I'm sure some of these guys that they're signing, he loves Bledsoe. I'm sure he encouraged them signing Bledsoe to a contract extension. I'm sure that got done because of Budenholzer.
Mike says, I am shocked they actually got this right. I love the Budenholzer hire. Again, yeah. These are comments from our Facebook page from you guys a year ago. Milltown Mario, I would have rather had Messina. Budenholzer rubs players the wrong way. Not sure if that will fly with our guys. Only time will tell, but an average hire, nothing special.
Well, so far the guys like him, but as in every coaching hire ever, on most guys, there's a shelf life, and that's going to happen with Bud, too. And we don't know when that's going to expire, but eventually he's going to have a shelf life with Milwaukee.
Zach says, I wanted Mark Jackson. Yeah. Zach has been banned from the page.
Yeah.
Derek says, 1,000,000% yes. Anyone who doesn't know otherwise doesn't know their butt from their elbow. Dude has a 60-win season with decent players and is a one-time coach of the year. Can't wait to see what he says and does with the Bucks. So for the most part, you guys were pretty okay with this.
Yeah.
Tim says, way to cheap out another 4 years down the drain for the franchise.
Yeah, but again, nobody was bowled over, and I understand that. Nobody was really bowled over when they hired him.
Frank says, this is not news. The Bucks are irrelevant.
How far the Bucks have come in 1 year.
In just one little tiny year.
1 year. Yeah. He's not too far off base. Yeah, they definitely were irrelevant a year ago. They went to the playoffs, but they were irrelevant.
Yeah. Now, a year later, you got Shaq jumping up and down, chanting Milwaukee in front of our arena.
You got these guys from TNT making house parties around the city on their day off.
Yeah. Ernie Johnson's going back to his old crib.
He's a toast to having brunch with a guy he doesn't even know.
Yeah, I saw that too.
That's pretty cool.
So Ernie, what happened? There was a block party at Ernie's old house yesterday, Ernie Johnson, because he grew up in Wauwatosa on 68th Street.
And Darris Park, there was a block party there. I don't think he went to his old place. I think he visited his old place in Tosa, but some guy on Twitter added EJ and said, hey, when you're in Milwaukee, you like to have brunch with you. Some random fan, and EJ took him up on it and met him and his buddies down in Tosa.
Yeah, so they did that yesterday, and then EJ, he stopped by his old house again before they went to that block party.
Yes.
And they interviewed the couple that lives in the house now, and they said, how cool is it that Ernie Johnson was here? And they say, every time he's in town, he stops.
He's been there. Yeah, well, he's been here twice before. Like the PGA Championship.
Yeah, this is not the first time that we've had to entertain Ernie Johnson.
How about that? Ernie Johnson just comes walking in.
Hey, guys, I'm here again. Oh,
he's kind of a broadcaster that flies under the radar a little bit. EJ. I mean, I think he makes that whole TNT flow. I mean, you got Charles, you got Shaq, Kenny the Jet. You got those guys. Those guys are great. But EJ just kind of, He kind of plays the foil on that show.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the same without Barkley, and it wouldn't be the same without Ernie.
Yeah.
They all have their role.
Yeah.
It's Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries, 799-1250, as we talk Bucks Raptors Game 2 tonight. Chuck and Winkler on the Fan.
Sports Flat.
Bro, we got to get out more. Bream. We got to get out more.
Zip.
Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries.
I feel like out too much.
You?
Oh, it was beautiful out yesterday. Oh,
I know. I sat inside all day.
You did. It was great. You know,
I opened the windows.
I was over at the Shorewood Library working outside on those benches out there. It was such a beautiful night. Beautiful night. I went inside there, and then I had to cut do a couple of Bucks reports, which I couldn't do in the library, so I had to go outside and do it on the benches out there. It was such a nice night. Then I got out this morning.
You're not kidding?
No. No.
It's like you could have walked to my house.
I figured that. Right in that neighborhood. I like that neighborhood.
Why didn't you call me?
Well, I mean,
you could have come over.
What have we ever done anything together outside these 4 hours?
I was sorting through old football and baseball cards.
Yeah, I was.
You could have looked at my collection.
I was. You know where that library is, right?
Yes.
Right off Oakland? That's where I was. I went to Oakland Euros last night to get a Euro. After I went there, they didn't have any. The internet there was terrible. Either that or it just wasn't showing up. And so I had to go to the library to get some work done. And went there, and it was so nice. After a while, I had to do these reports, these Bucks reports, and I went outside on the benches out there, on those cement benches, and did some work out there. It was awesome. Then I got this morning, it was back to being 30 degrees again.
Yeah, I like it. No, I said we need to get out more because we mentioned that Ernie Johnson and Charles Barkley, Shaq, mm-hmm. they stopped by, you know, his old house and whatever. In the last 3 minutes, there's been a bunch of people tweeting us pictures that they were there. Jason tweets in, Ernie was at his old house. I was there grilling brats for the guys. And there's a listener, Jason, who is wearing his Clements apron.
Uh-huh.
And he's got a picture with everybody. Byron, guys, that was at my cousin's house. I was there. There's like 30 people there, and they all are listening to the show right now. Hey, guys, my brother-in-law was driving by. He stopped out of the car and took a picture with Chuck. He was there. It's like everybody was there.
Chuck Barkley?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not Chuck Freeman.
Yeah. Okay.
So everybody that, like, wow, they were there.
All right. He mentioned on national TV, EJ, his exact address of where he grew up. In Tosa. He mentioned that right on air, right on 68th Street.
Yeah, what does he care? He doesn't live there anymore.
No. I'm just saying he did. He mentioned it right on national TV, the exact address that he lives on.
It's like if I mention my old phone number, 920-921-0585, who cares?
Yeah.
But if I say my current number, 920-960-6762, that's different.
Or if I mention 1405 Illinois Street in Racine, that's where I was born. Or if I say 4809 West College Avenue in Greendale, where I spent my gigolo years, that's another establishment.
Is the bit where I give out my phone number funny to anybody but me?
You're asking for trouble, I'll tell you that. You are asking for trouble.
Am I the only one that thinks that's funny?
I think you're asking for trouble. So the wrong guy's going to get a hold of that number.
What are they going to do, call me?
You want that?
Who cares? I just delete it.
Do you want that?
One call, block.
Okay.
No, people were texting me. I text them back.
Mm-hmm.
They get my Bitmoji.
All right.
Yeah, I don't care. Rumor is that Drake will be at the game tonight. Aubrey Graham. The rumor is that Drake will be courtside. The rumor is he paid a lot of money for those seats.
I saw on national TV it was an article. On one of these national websites. That's what it was. And they talked about our sister station, Kiss FM, banning Drake. And then below it said, update, 105.7 FM, The Fan in Milwaukee also banned Drake. And it's like, we're a sports station. But they put us, they threw us right in there.
Yeah, I saw that.
They threw us right in there.
So our music station.
Was that a TMZ?
Our sister music station. I saw it in the USA Today.
Okay, that's where it was.
Our sister station, if you've probably heard, 103.7 Kiss FM, they do their show right outside of the wall that we do it. Mm-hmm. And they ban Drake, which they play Drake like four times an hour.
Okay.
I mean, that's not a joke. They play him a lot. So with the Bucks and the Raptors, and we do all these cute things, Toronto, Milwaukee, they ban Drake, and they're getting so much attention for it. What I did the other day was I retweeted them, and I said, in a sign of solidarity with our sister station, we're banning them too. You know, it's funny because we don't play music and whatever, we're banned. But then when people pick up the story, they think that it's real.
Yeah.
And so we get a little credit. And these guys at KISS FM, they're getting interviews all over the country. Mm-hmm. This is like the top story in Canada right now, where they've done interviews this week. They've done like 10 interviews a day. And I said to the guys, how do you feel that you work so hard at your job? You put your blood, sweat, and tears into your show every day, just trying to resonate with an audience. And the thing you get the most credit for took absolutely no talent at all to do.
When did they come up with that decision to, because I didn't think it would get this much attention, but when did they come up with the decision? How did that happen? I mean, you talked to those guys over there. How did that all came about that we said, oh, let's just ban Drake?
That's how it came about. They said, let's ban Drake.
And that caused the firestorm.
Well, they had to go all the way up to legal and corporate and get them involved.
To ban a music?
Because he's like the top artist.
Well, why would you have to go to legal?
I don't know, because that's how legal works.
Weird. Because I don't think there's any legal. I didn't think there was any legal.
Well, Drake's like the number one artist on all Entercom stations.
But what I'm saying is, I didn't think the you know, let's say if we didn't want to talk Packers today. We don't have to go to legal to get that cleared. If you don't want to play somebody on your radio station, why would you have to go to legal?
Schneebly tweets in, I said, just drop Bart's number on Craigslist. I'm posing as a woman asking for pictures.
There you go.
Oh, okay. Maybe that is the problem. Yeah. I didn't think.
Well, there's a lot of areas you're opening yourself up to.
That was my old number, too. Those are two of my old numbers. Okay, don't try either.
When you give that number out, dude,
looks
you're
like
asking,
this bit is over.
Yeah.
I've made a grave error.
Yeah.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins.
And what if they use your phone number for something else that applying for something?
How about stop giving them ideas, Chuck?
Well, I mean, I don't have to. These people know. Hey, there's strange. I think you should know this. There's some strange people out there, man.
How about we just move on?
There are some strange people.
Delete this from the podcast.
Okay.
Hit the 10-minute dump button, and it'll be 7:30 again.
And never give the number ever again.
I think that is what we decided on. Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins. You're going to answer some more questions from kids. You okay with that?
Yeah, I'm going to do it a couple more times today.
We'll do some more questions from kids. Five for Freems, where kids ask the questions next.
This week on the U Sports Show, it's time to go inside the mind of Chuck Freeman.
Ugh, it's gross.
That's a scary thought. It's time for Five for Freeman. Five burning questions for Chuck Freeman. This is Chuck and Winkler on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman. Your chance at power passes for Summerfest. Who is the most underrated Wisconsin sports figure? A lot of good answers. We'll read some of those coming up just after 8 o'clock. We will talk with Eric Name at 8:35 to preview Bucks Raptors, and Brian Scalabrine will talk some NBA with us at 9:05. Right now, a week ago today, I was doing my civil duty and speaking to kids at Highland View Elementary in Greendale, and I was telling them all the wisdom that it takes to be a broadcaster. As we are. They had many questions, some based on what the job is right now, some based on when we cover things, some based on personal questions. Earlier this morning, I asked Chuck via the kids five questions, and so we'll ask you five more, and you can catch them both of these segments on our podcast at Fan on Demand. Five more questions from the kids. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Let's go to the first one. I believe her name is Vivian.
I'm Vivian, and who is the funniest brewer you've met before?
Oh,
Vivian, old school name. That's definitely like not mom's name, but grandma's name.
Maybe
grandma's.
Let's not
grandma's.
Attack the names this
hour. No, I'm just saying Vivian. You don't see many Vivians anymore.
Last hour, Chuck said if I had that kid's name, I'd be beaten up.
That's what happened in our neighborhood. Who's the funniest brewer?
Yeah, that you've ever met all time.
I think it's Brent Suter.
Oh.
Probably Brent Suter. Yeah. I think Jim Gantner's pretty funny. Yeah. Pete Vukovich thought he was funny.
Oh, he had Bart Winkler disease?
He's just one of those guys who just swore all the time and thought he was funny.
Oh.
I didn't think he was funny at all. Yeah.
Seems like I would get along with him.
I think he was a horrible announcer. And he was a, yeah.
So you're going to go Suter and I'd say Brent Suter.
I'd say Brent Suter, yeah.
All right. Question number two. This is from another kid at Highland View.
Do you really like this job much?
Do you like your job?
Oh, absolutely. Without a doubt. Yeah. And anybody who complains about being in the broadcast business, what's his name?
This one was nameless.
Oh.
Yet to be named child.
Mr. X, son X. This is a great business. And don't anybody ever say, oh, geez, people complain about this business so much. Guys are in it. You know, go be an accountant or something. But no, love it. Love it, love it, love it, love it. Love it every day. Couldn't do anything else. If you ask me, if I couldn't do this anymore, I don't know what I'd do.
Again, these are athletic director. Questions that I got from kids last week.
Great job.
And we'll ask them to Chuck. Here's Eloise.
Eloise, and how did you get your job?
Well, I used to work at Green Bay, and there was an opening down here I had heard about, and doing good ratings up in Green Bay. Came down here 10 years ago. I'm from Milwaukee. Applied, got an interview, sent them my tape at the time. You know, you just gave them cassette tapes, and there you go. And now you don't have cassette tapes anymore. This is 2009. You don't even have CDs. But that's how I got it.
There's got to be a better story than that.
Well, no, that's how I got it. I mean, no, I got the job.
How'd you get your job? I applied for it.
Well, no, but that's true. How did I get my job? I got my job because I was the best of all the candidates. I came in, interviewed with Tom, our boss, and I thought, man, this guy's great to work for.
Did you wear a suit and tie?
Yes, you always do for an interview for this job. Absolutely, you better. So, I got the interview, and when I got the follow-up, it was one of the greatest days, and seriously, great day of my life, and I'm not just saying this. I was driving on Highway 23, going to be golfing at Whispering Springs that day.
Ah, Fond du Lac.
Yes, and I was just about ready to pull in the driveway, and Tom calls me up July of 2009, says, Chuck, hey, what you doing? I said, well, I'm just ready to go golfing. He goes, well, I just want to let you know, I don't know how much you're going to be golfing in the mornings anymore because I'd like to come here and do mornings here on a radio station. And that was great. And I golfed horribly that day because I was just so excited about getting this job. And I was just like, I couldn't stop thinking about it. I was like, man, going to work in my old neighborhood. I grew up in this neighborhood at an all-sports station in Milwaukee. And for 10 years, I've loved every second. Well, not every second. We all have some downfalls. But, hey, wouldn't be here 10 years if I didn't love it.
How have the last 3 years been?
I said the last 10 years as a whole have been great. The last three, my blood pressure has gone up a little bit.
Will.
But the big picture is good.
Will has a question for you.
My name is Will, and have you ever met Antonio Brown?
Have you ever met Antonio Brown?
Why, that's unique. No, never have. Not even have ever even interviewed him.
Oh.
So no.
Kids say the darndest things.
They sure do. Antonio Brown, he was a Steeler fan. How this kid? Okay.
I would get questions like, have you ever met Giannis? Have you ever met Yelich? Have you ever met Rodgers?
Antonio Brown.
This kid says, have you ever met Antonio Brown?
Bucks in the Eastern Conference Finals. The Brewers are half a game out of first place, coming off the NLCS. And have you ever met Antonio Brown?
One more question. Question number five from the kids. This is Eli.
My name's Eli, and do you watch the Admirals, Milwaukee Admirals?
Do you watch the Milwaukee Admirals?
Well, they're not on TV, Eli. I mean, I think they're on Charter Cable. I don't get that, but
they actually are on TV quite a bit on Channel 24.
My friend Sarah Schumer, who works for the Admirals, is going to kill me. She's been inviting me to games forever to go. No, I've not been to an Admiral game in a long time. Have not been to in a long time. And I'll keep it at that. Nothing against the Admirals. No, I just have not been to an Admiral game in a while.
Those are from the kids. Questions from the kids over at Highland View Elementary in Greendale. Or you used to ride your bike as a young boy.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Well, I grew up right down the hill there. Over in College Avenue. But I went to College Park for a couple of years before going to Our Father's.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins. Eric Name next hour will preview Bucks-Raptors Game 2 tonight. Your question to win Summerfest tickets the most underrated sports figure in all of Wisconsin. Some really good answers from you guys. You can chime in on the phones as well if you'd like. 799-1250. Chuck and Winkler on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.